Victor Nava is the fourth generation of his family to sell traditional Mexican ice cream and shaved ice.
5 years old, I'm selling my shaved ice in Mexico. I got my big, heavy carrito, and I'm pushing, and after 6 years old, I do my own ice cream.
Nava is shaving ice to make what he calls a diablito.
This is a chili powder, a lime, Mexican chili sauce, and tamarind.
Wow. That's like nothing I've ever had before. I don't think I've ever tasted anything like that before.
That's a little bit spicy hot.
Nava owns Andy's Shaved Ice and Ice Cream. He does good business from his bright yellow stand in Boise. He's had ice cream and shaved ice stands since he came to Idaho 14 years ago.
Stands only seasonal. If it's rain, kill my business.
So Nava is moving inside. At the other end of the parking lot that houses his stand, a construction crew is renovating a dilapidated strip mall on the Boise bench. It's just a big empty space with torn-up floors now, but sometime in August, this will be the Boise International Market. Miguel Gavi watches the work. Gavi is building the international market along with his partner, Lori Pereca.
As you're looking towards your left, that's where you have all the food vendors against the wall from Somalia, Ethiopia, Iran, Thailand, etc. As you move,
the market will be home to a lot of very small businesses in stalls. It will house food vendors, groceries, clothes, and crafts under one roof. But Gadi says it's as much about the experience as about what you can buy.
Maybe what happened, you know, you'll try something really good, you know, some food from Ethiopia, and you say, oh, wow, I like that vegetable that you use there. Well, you know what, you walk 30 feet, and you can get that vegetable directly from the guy from Congo.
Gadi's excitement is clear whenever he talks. But he's not the only person excited about his business venture.
Definitely, I'm looking forward to that ice cream. I heard that there's going to be a Mexican ice cream place there.
That's Samia Islam. Her interest in the Boise International Market is not just ice cream driven. Islam is a Boise State University economist who studies cities. She says economists are very interested right now in urban marketplaces, central locations where a lot of small businesses are together without walls and doors between them.
These are fusion spaces. These are not just about buying and selling anymore. It's also about being a part of the community identity. You have creative and artistic expression, and you have performances and events that brings the community together.
Islam says there is an urban market revival in old cities in Europe and on the East Coast, cities that were originally built around this type of marketplace. And Western cities that never had urban markets are trying to create them. She says studies are starting to show that urban marketplaces can boost a local economy. They're especially beneficial to low-income neighborhoods and low-income people.
These are different types of entrepreneurs. When we go to the farmers market, we see vendors from all walks of life. And you wouldn't probably see them at the mall because they just don't have the capital to start at that level.
That's why a nonprofit that gives loans and training to micro-businesses is bankrolling many of the vendors at the international market. Business developers at Micro Enterprise Training and Assistance, or META, think the international market is a great place for refugees to get started. Not all the businesses will be owned by refugees or immigrants, but all must fit into the international theme. The market's developers, Lori Pereca and Miguel Gadi, say they love Boise, but they miss a sense of diversity they feel in other places. Gadi, for example, is from Argentina. Recently, he says, he visited London with his daughters. And while on the city's underground train,
I told my daughters, girls, just quiet for a minute. Just listen. So I let a minute go by, and then I asked him, did you count how many languages you heard? Probably, you know, 10, 15, maybe 10 years in Boise. You wouldn't hear the languages that you heard in that 1 minute in the London Underground.
But he says it shouldn't be that way. There is diversity in Boise, but sometimes that's hard to see. Nearly 8% of Boise residents were born in other countries. And according to the Idaho Office for Refugees, more than 6,000 refugees have come to Idaho since 2001. Gadi believes the city just lacks a place where diverse people and people who want to experience diversity can come together. He wants his market to be that place. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.